Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Got something to say. 855-732-5563. And look, I joked earlier about saying when I was a kid back before electricity, I remember the people arguing about politics and what have you. And my uncle or my dad or one of those would, because I came from an Italian heritage, and some of these people did not registered to vote. They didn't want to vote. And my dad was very clear about it. He'd look right at him and go, shut up. Hey, what are you complaining about? You do nothing. You do nothing. You don't do anything to make it better or worse. And you're going to tell me how they're wrong and what you need to do. Yeah, not interested in hearing what you have to say. Dr. B, that's where I get it. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does two influences in my life. My dad and my Uncle Bill. And my Uncle Bill was a Boston cop, and he was probably more solid black and white than I am, if you can imagine.
I could see that.
So, between the two of them, there was no mincing words. Things were what they were, and
no,
you accepted it because you were doing it.
What's the majority of your family, like aunts and uncles, like more conservative, more liberal? Are you allowed to say?
No. I would say they're probably more conservative in many ways. I was just back for a week, and I can tell you that the conversation we had at the table between the 12 of us was kind of split over some of the things going on. But, the hard work, yes. The stealing, no. The expecting the government to pay for stuff, no. Think of the things that a real immigrant family coming to this country for a better life. Would be thinking. That's kind of where their mindset was at.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. I run into Democrats, quote unquote, that, I end up talking to them and say, you know what, you're more independent than anything, or libertarian. Just let people do their thing, go to work, come home, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, because the Democratic Party does not believe any of that anymore. They don't believe in marriage. They don't believe in a family. They don't believe in, what about rights? Yeah, no, they think people should have extra rights, to the point where it damages people psychologically and emotionally. And it's just like people don't know. It's like, well, I was born into a Democratic Party. Okay, well, it's not the 1952 Democratic, Kennedy Party anymore. Yeah. This blue dog Democrat, it's not that. So it's very interesting. And I'm reading further in this, this one study. It's a pretty big study that's on the NIH.gov site on the neuropolitics and looking. And it's, I'm looking at the brain scans, at the actual brain scans of liberals and conservatives.
This.
And the part that lights up in the conservatives is this one, part, and then in the liberals, it's this other part, the anterior cingulate. It's called in the right amygdala. It just blows my mind. And these parts of the brain that you have to understand, especially the conservative part, well, not especially, but for instance, the conservative part, is the structure and the just the structure of it. It just blows my mind. That gets more incensed at injustice. And when things, you know, they are more factual, and they get more upset than liberals when facts are misconstrued. That is a thing. And that they read, that conservatives read faces better, and they look in, like they can, they understand what's going on, just kind of the whole picture.
We read the room better? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes. And they express themselves more articulately. Whereas, it's interesting though, I mean, it's not saying that liberals are dumb, it's just they have more gray matter. And that is what controls movement, memory, and emotion, gray matter. Excuse me. And, you know, they are more willing to step back and be more calculated, if that makes sense, and organize and get it right and then go boom. And that's exactly what we see, that Republicans are just constantly, I feel like, on the defense. Does that make sense? On the defensive?
Well, no, it's funny you say that, because in the political world, you know, I'm real involved in consulting and such. We always say the Democrats are in it for the long game. The Democrats will think 10 years out, 5 years out. They lay out a game plan. They rally the troops and they move forward. Republicans go, hey, Johnny's going to run, and let me see, the election's in November. Let's get him out there in, like, October, September. We're bad.
Very reactionary, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is a part of the brain in conservatives that's very reactionary. All for good, right? But more reactionary than the liberal brain that sits back and will be more patient and wait and, you know, kind of what's the word, plan. It's so interesting, because you can use both sides of that for good and for bad, right? We see way extreme, they say extreme right wing, but to me they're the psychotic right wing that just reacts, right? You know, the Proud Boys and things like that. And then you've got the extreme liberals, right? BLM and things like that on both sides, where they take those parts of the brain that are more lit up and, you know, to an extreme. And unfortunately, that's how we sometimes, you know, rate, you know, both parties. But it makes such perfect sense. You see the BLM part of the brain and you see the Proud Boys part of the brain, and both are bad, you know, those parts and what it, what,
we're
going to
go for a quick break.
But I get it. Again?
Yeah, I guess so. Unless you're cutting checks, I got to make some money around here. So, we'll be back in a few minutes. If you look how far, Dr. B will still be with us. Really, don't go far. You don't want to miss any of this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Television. You know what's really funny? I was talking to a friend of mine, talking about that, just joking around about the 70s when I grew up and the shows that were being played then. And now that I've gotten older and I see those shows and they come back on some of these programs and you look at them and go, oh my God, they were subtly indoctrinating you back then. And when I was a kid, your mom would sit you in front of the TV set, but one of the things I always said was the difference was when mom sat me in front of the TV set when I was a young kid. They didn't have this in California, but you had those after-school shows like Willie Whistle, Major Mudd, Bozo, right? I mean, pretty safe shows to keep your kid busy while mom's cooking dinner or doing whatever. Today, you do that to your kid, you don't know what you're going to get at the end of the hour. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, total different thing going on TV nowadays.
Well, right. You think that there's just going to be, a fun movie or, a fun yep. show or something. And nope, every single one of them now has got to slip in, something that just messes kids up. And, we now have a game. I got two boys in college, so they're off. They're such conservatives. It's not even funny. Like, they own guns. They're very... and Bibles. they're very happy. And then my daughter, who we're raising is going to be 14 here. And, she's an actress. She's, in that world a bit and getting ready to film her second movie here coming up in, December. And we watch movies and we watch shows and we now play a game like a little bingo. Okay, is it going to be LGBT? Is it going to be a bad word? Is it going to be, we just kind of play, alphabet bingo because it's going to be there. And we're just like, okay, both of us are, it's just going to be a part of your life. And this is where you sit down as the mom and explain, what do you think about that? What do you, mom, I know it's not right. Okay, but why? How would you defend your faith? We talk about apologetics. And then we've got my husband.
Don't call over that fast. I love that you do that. Even though you're on the same page as her, you go, no. Defend your case. Why do you believe that?
Correct. Yes, you have to. That's the problem with these, kids of these Gen Zers, these millennials that we talked about, they have the depth of a kiddie pool. Those little blow up things, literally picture that. Those little blow up kiddie pools fill up with water, that's their depth because their parents didn't take the time to go and explore, why do you feel this way? What are your rights and your wrongs and your morals and your values? Why? Where do you get them? And that's what we do. And then my husband will always take her out like on Saturdays for breakfast and say, okay, what's on your mind? Tell me, what you've seen, what you've heard on the streets, even at school. Yes, we're a private Christian school. It's everywhere. I would guess, like I said, I always say about 20% of those kids, are true Christ followers from what she hears in the hallways. It's just reality. So they do need to defend their faith. And my husband speaks differently to her and pours into her differently than I do, right? It's just different, It's from a father's perspective. And this guy, Jimmy, thank you, Jimmy, on Facebook said, which I love, what is the difference between a mother and father? Why is it important to have both mother and father, right, present in the house? Because, of course, we've got the left saying it's not. It's not. You can have two moms, you can have three moms, you can have two moms and dad, you can have just a mom.
Well, but Dr. B, think about where they started. They start, and again, this is no slight on single moms. I grew up with a single mom for a while. But the bottom line with it was, as they said, there's nothing wrong with being a single mom. A single mom could do just as good a job as, a dad and a mom, which it's not true. My mom did the best she could, but she couldn't. There's no way that what she did could equate to what can be done when a mom and dad are in the house.
Correct. It's not just as good. It doesn't mean that it's bad. I grew up with a single mom just because of, the kind of person my father was at the time. And it was good that I was not with him at all, ever. But she even admits, she can't do all of it. She can't. And unfortunately, there were no other, male role models except for my grandpa and my great-grandfather. That were great, but there's not a dad, right? I didn't get to go to the dances. I didn't get to talk to dad before I went on a date. There's just things. It's fine. And it's like, when you're born without an arm, right? You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you're missing. So I didn't know. But as I got older and I got, married and we were raising three kids, I was like starting to take over. Like my husband's like, hi, over here. I'm like, oh yeah. Did you have a say? Because I'm like, he's like, I got the father part. It was an adjustment. It's a real adjustment that I tell couples that if you grew up an only child and or a child without a father or mother, you kind of learn how to parent because I'm like, anyway. But It is so important. Young girls depend on their fathers for security and emotional support in a different way that moms will show. And they need that because when you're dating, right, girls need to see what's appropriate for guys as far as what they should look for in a man.
Hey, I tell
and then also,
when
of
I
course,
speak to those men's groups, I tell them all the time,
yeah,
you
yeah.
teach your daughter how to be treated on a date. You take her out. You open the door for her. You speak to her properly.
Bingo.
That kind of thing. Because once you start laying that down and you make that part of her DNA, if you would, that's all she's going to accept. I did get a compliment from one of my daughters who said that when she had such a hard time because I set the bar so high. All right? And
yeah.
I don't believe I set the bar high. I just think about something. I was just doing basics, which tells me that the young men of today aren't even doing basics.
Right. Correct. No, I see, now that Allie's in high school, you know, I see some of the boys and read what they post online and text her, and I'm like, nope.
Nope.
She's on it. You know, she's on it because I'm a very strong individual as a mom, so I teach that. But my husband is very gentle and caring, but very much no. You know, I mean, you will be respected. It will be yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, ma'am. And he cannot wait to be at the door, just at the door to greet whomever with his polished shotgun, I'm sure. I'm so sorry ahead of time, everybody. But, yeah, and I see a couple of the boys at school who like Allie, who Allie could not care less, honestly. But, you know, hi, Mrs. Nelson. How are you? You know, I'm like, okay, you don't have to try that hard. It's not going to happen, but hi. Have a good day. it just cracks me up.
All right, we got to go for a break. I won't tell you the times I just sat on the couch, mostly staring at my daughter's date. But anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far along. We're coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former top Trump White House aide Peter Navarro now finds himself convicted on charges of contempt of Congress for refusing to obey subpoenas about the lead-up to the January 6th riots. Navarro turns things over to his attorneys as reporters gather outside the courthouse on Thursday.
Not because they were guilty verdicts, because I can't come out and have an honest, decent conversation with the people of America.
Hardline anti-Trump politicians in both parties believed at the time Navarro, Bannon, and others were involved in an attempt to thwart the peaceful transfer of power after Trump lost the 2020 election. President Joe Biden will try and make the case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India. There are also joint efforts by the U.S., India, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to connect the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent through a new rail network. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You know, head up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Got a live chat room going on. If you want to ask Dr. B a question, that's the place to do it. And I very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Being interactive. That's a real word. Yeah. Being interactive, seriously. It makes it easier, and you get the answers you're looking for. And you should be paying attention. And Dr. B, I always appreciate your time with me as well. I know the, as you know, I know the people do on the show that are listening and watching and hopefully paying attention. You know, no more recipes. Pay attention.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, so you were talking about the difference between moms and dads.
Yeah. Yes, very important. It's very important. Some people were asking, you know, about the differences, and then someone just said, what are the little differences in research? And I mean, I've got like, you know, 10 minutes, but besides the obvious, you know, well, it's actually a great question because I get in today's society how the lines are so meshed and crossed. Right, between male and female now. And I know that sounds ridiculous. People don't even know what a male or a female is anymore, apparently. But for those of you that, I get it. Honestly, it's just having a mom and a dad, it's that perfect balance that God intended. And balance is definitely key. Now, moms and dads parent differently. They very much do. And it honestly doesn't even matter if the mom happens to be the more, the more aggressive, consistent one, and the dad's, you know, it just matters that there's kind of a good cop to bad cop, if that makes sense, that you guys do balance each other out. And that is what you need to focus on. But what we've seen in studies is that you think about the loss of a mom or a dad is detrimental to a child's development. Studies are very clear. I mean, this is over 30 years of really staunch social science studies, you know, looking at this and the developmental process It's just needed in every single culture, a husband and a wife, and being married and not just living together, not cohabiting, that word.
I believe in my day we called it shacking up, so just for what it's worth.
There you go, shacking up, Dr. Laura, all day long. And so, and Christian or not, and a believer or not, you cannot deny, y'all that are liberal, that are, you know, follow the science, you can't deny the science. And the science says you need a mom and a dad, a male and a female. Not just, not wife and wife or husband and husband where you're playing one or the other. You rock out. Have fun. Good luck. But I'm telling you, what is best is how God made it to be, and that is male and female. Because there's just, you know, fathers are going to approach things different and think different and be matter of fact and just be that backbone and teach their kids in a different way than mothers are. And they're both extremely necessary for both, for daughters and sons. And I don't know, it's just, I get it. You know, I've studied this. Well, it blows my mind. And
I was going to give you an example of, like, you know, my brother Brian, who was into motorcycles from a very early age. I remember him saying he wanted to buy one, and, you know, my stepmom's like, you're not getting on a motorcycle. You're not buying a motorcycle. And my dad goes, why not? You know, I mean, he does all kinds of crazy stuff. If he doesn't do it on a motorcycle,
right.
let him get the motorcycle. Leave him alone. You know, Brian, you kill yourself, I'm going to bring you back into life, and I'm going to kill you. You know, because, you know, seriously, I mean, we push them to take those chances, push the envelope, if you would. And it teaches
Correct.
Them confidence, you know?
It does, you know, and you look at anthropology, right? You look at the study of man and animals, and the study of man, anthropology, there are men and there are women, and there are moms and there are dads, primitive, civilized. You cannot sustain life with a buffet style family model like we have, right? We kind of have pick what suits you, you know, go, it just, life will not sustain itself that way, first of all. But it's just having the male influence and the female influence does so, I mean, the research shows that these kids are getting better grades, they're well, you know, they have more respect for adults. They succeed, they have a better chance of succeeding. And I'm not saying you're going to have, you know, perfect lives. Of course you're not. But the success rate is there with how they grow, you know, psychologically, cognitively, emotional outcomes, all of this. Children raised with moms and dads do well and do better, and married mothers and fathers. So if you want well-adjusted kids, then that's just how you need to have, is what you need to have. Excuse me. In a study I just saw, shows also, this is very interesting, and this is, oh wow. So this is a study, and this is from UC Berkeley, Rutgers, University of Texas, University of Virginia, Minnesota, Chicago, Maryland, and Washington. All of these studies show that children who live with married parents that are male and female, mom and a dad, live longer, healthier lives, both psychologically and physically. So you're guaranteeing that they are physiologically going to be healthier. Do better in school, more likely to graduate from high school, attend college, less likely to live in poverty, less likely to be in trouble with the law, to drink, to do drugs, less likely to be violent or sexually active, less likely to be victims of sexual or physical violence, and are more likely to have a successful marriage when they are older. And who doesn't want all that, right? Just do it the right way. It's like almost like God knew what he was doing when he created male, female, nuclear family. Right, Joe?
Yes. Can we put a caveat on that to a degree? Don't you love when I throw a wrench into the works? This is provided
Love
that
it.
The dad is engaged. This is provided that the dad is doing his job with his daughter, because, you know, some daughters will go looking for love somewhere else if they don't feel like dad is engaged in there for them. Correct or not?
Correct. 100%. The dad is the cornerstone of the family. You know, God, of course, but then the father just sets the precedent. You know, there are so many studies showing that if a father goes to church, that the mother and then the children will follow. You know, it's
Did you say church on my show? You can't do that. That's
I'm sorry.
Politically incorrect.
But I did
it's
it.
Not going to work out for you.
Just beat me out. Yes. So, you know, and if the father is being kind to the mother and the children, that they're going to emulate. You know, they're going to do that. They're going to do the same not only with their siblings and their friends and their teachers, but also in their relationships. And that's how we have, you know, generational things happening that are positive. But no, we see the opposite because, you know, we've got so many fatherless homes. We've got women who just want to have jobs and not be moms, at, you know, like God intended. And we're a hot mess because of it. So if you guys disagree, then, you know, feel free to let me know. But look at life right now. And it really all comes down to the breakdown of the nuclear family in my mind. All of it. Every last bit of it.
Oh, I'm 100% on board with you for more than one reason. Not just because I know you and you're on the show, but when you really think about what's going on and what's happening out there, these kids feel disconnected from their homes, from their families. You know, years ago when we were talking to police departments about, you know, gangs, they all said the same thing. These kids are looking to be involved. They're looking for family. They're looking for somebody who cares about them.
Absolutely, 100%. And someone just said, does that mean that single parents cannot raise successful kids? Okay, I was raised by a single mom who needed to get out of her marriage for good reason, and I'm glad she did. And I consider myself very successful and kind and, you know, a strong Christian. And that is because she got people around me. You know, she had couples around me that exemplified what good marriages should look like my grandma and grandpa, my great grandma and my great grandfather, my favorite aunt, you know, Marcia and my Uncle John. So, and then, you know, a few other people I can name. She made sure there were good people around me. So that's the key.
All right, lady, I know you got to go, so I won't entice you to stay on. Always appreciate your time with me. We need to do this a little bit more often because people still have a bunch more questions. And God bless for what you're doing, and we'll catch you next week, I hope.
Thanks.
All right. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. I'm going to chastise you when we come back. Really, don't go far. I'll have nothing to do if you do.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
There you go. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, you really do. Once you're part of the solution, once you've engaged, once you've got information, and you're part of the solution, we win. We all win. All right? You know, Dr. B loved it, the fact that she was with us trying to get her. I'm actually trying to get her. Maybe you guys should write her an email. I'm actually trying to get her to fill in for me on some nights when I can't be here. Because I think she'd be fantastic at this. I think... Let's see how many of you will agree with me. I think she actually would be better than I am. I really do, because I think that, you know, again, she's got a theme, she's got a focus, and she's helping people. She's helping parents. She's helping kids all over the place. And ultimately, that's the goal here. The goal here isn't for you to think, I'm not trying to get you to think of how great I am or I'm not. But what I am trying to do is get you the information for some of these people, you know, the Dan Pillows of the world, the Brad Dacuses of the world, and bring them on because they're, you know, again, we need to know about this stuff. We need to know what we can do to protect our children because it's truly getting crazy out there. It's almost like we have absolutely no say over what happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've got a little reminder. Now, I can't play the whole thing, but I'm going to play bits and pieces of it. Because you need to see it again. You need a reminder again that what's going on with Donald Trump right now, the Dems have been doing this for years. This is nothing new. There's nothing new here that they're doing that we haven't seen them do before. What they're accusing Republicans of doing, they've done themselves. And they need to be called out on it on every way we can. Because I know I've got my detractors watching right now, paying attention, watching, seeing what I'm doing, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to, you know, do what I'm going to do. And I'm okay with all of that. But if you guys are going to watch and listen and try to be nasty towards me, I'm okay with that too. But you're going to hear what your tribe likes to say and tries to like to sell. This is Trump's lawyers. When he's being accused, this goes back a bit though, but when he's being accused of doing certain things, here's his lawyers turning it on them and saying, really? Well, how about when you guys did it? Take a listen.
Claim that it's wrong to object to the certification of election results. You, along with your allies in the media, attempted to cancel and censor members of this chamber who voiced concerns and objected to certification. Manager Raskin, you'd been in Congress only 3 days when you objected in 2017. It's one of the first things you did when you got here.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified.
Is the objection in writing and signed not only by the member of the House of Representatives, but also by a senator?
It is in writing, Mr. President.
Is it signed by a senator?
Not as of yet, Mr. President.
In that case, the objection cannot be entertained.
Mr. President, I object to the certificate from the state of Georgia on the grounds that the electoral vote...
There's no debate.
I object to a certificate from the state of North Carolina based on violations of the
Voting Rights Act. There is no debate. There's no debate in the joint session.
I object because people are horrified by the overwhelming evidence.
Section 18, Title 3 of the United States Code prohibits debate.
I love this. I just love the fact that Joe Biden, when he had two brain cells to rub together, is looking at this and pushing back on his own people. Now, that doesn't mean he had integrity at the time. That's not what I'm suggesting. But it's just interesting where he's calling it out. Now you got Joey B pushing back on them. And listen to their reasons. Don't necessarily hear the voice and go, you know, this is Sheila Jackson Lee. I mean, I know it's hard to listen to, but listen anyway.
Objected to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Ohio.
I object to the certificate from the state of Alabama. The electors were not lawfully certified.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina because of the massive voter suppression and the closing of voting polling booths.
There's no debate.
16.
There's no debate.
You know, you notice that they keep going on when we do it, or if we attempt to do it, they talk about how we have a disrespect for the process. But when they do it, it's okay. Perfectly fine.
The gentleman was suspended.
I have an objection to the electoral votes.
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of...
Maxine Waters, doesn't, as usual, care about the law. We do all the way... This is all the way back, I think, 2001? All the way back to 2001 on this one. And... this is them objecting. Every time a Republican president is put in place, this is what they do. But this is okay because they do it.
The Senate. I do not wish to debate. I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter?
This is 2017. Her doing the exact same thing. They know. They've been through this before. They know what's real, what's not real. They know what they need, and they refuse to get it. Why? Because they're above the law.
Debate.
The objection is signed by a member of the House, but not yet by a member of the Senate.
Well, it is over.
I love it. I love it because, you know, here you got, they know it's not signed by a senator. They've run out of time for all intents and purposes, and they just don't care. I wasn't going to play this much, but I'm going to play a little bit more right now. Because I want you to hear what they've done and what we should be doing. We should be doing this every single day.
And when the House managers realized that the president's actual words could not have incited the riot, as you alleged in your article of impeachment, you attempted to pivot.
Notice that he couldn't be impeached on inciting a riot. The whole of Congress couldn't do anything with it. And now, 2.5 years later, they're trying the same thing.
You said that raising the issue of election security and casting doubt on the propriety of our elections was dangerous. One of the House managers, Mr. Cicilline, told you that this is not about the words Mr. Trump used in isolation. Rather, it is about the big lie, the claim that the election was stolen. Ooh. The House managers told you that it's the big lie that incited the riot, and that the big lie was President Trump's claim that the election was not a fair election, or that the election was stolen. Claiming an election was stolen, you were told, are words that are insightful to a candidate's followers and cause people to respond violently. Claiming an election was stolen, or not legitimate, is something that a candidate should never do because he or she knows, or should know, that such a claim and such words can actually incite violent insurrection, you were told. Well, it seems that the House manager's position must be actually a bit narrower than that.
So this is the Democrat saying, you shouldn't fight, you shouldn't push back, you shouldn't say that the election was problematic and or stolen and or, you know, whatever. Because it couldn't cite a riot. And that's why they went after Trump. Interesting. Hypocrisy that glares right in their face.
The House manager's position really is that when Republican candidates for office claim an election is stolen or that the winner is illegitimate, it constitutes inciting an insurrection, and the candidate should know it. But Democratic Party candidates for public elective office are perfectly entitled to claim the election was stolen or that the winner is illegitimate or to make any other outrageous claim they can. It is their absolute right to do so. And it is their absolute right to do so irrespective of whether there's any evidence to support the claim. Democratic candidates can claim that an election was stolen because of Russian collusion or without any explanation at all. And that is perfectly okay and is in no way incitement to an insurrection. And somehow, when Democratic candidates publicly decry an election as stolen or illegitimate, it's never a big lie. You've been doing it for years.
But can you imagine telling your supporters that the only way you could possibly lose is if an American election was rigged and stolen from you?
This is Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from Texas. All right? Listen to these words carefully, people.
And ask yourself whether you've ever seen anyone at any level of government make the same claim about their own election.
If Stacey Abrams doesn't win in Georgia, they stole it. It's clear. It's clear. And I say that publicly. It's clear.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you. He knows.
Wow. Wait a minute. So is Hillary going to jail? Will there be charges brought against her? I'm just curious. Oh, and here's September 29th, 2019.
He's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that are waiting to be heard.
And I will not concede.
Respect, and I respect where you're coming from, and I respect the issues that you're raising. You're not answering the question. Do you think it was... You're not using the word legitimate.
There are still legitimate concerns over the integrity of our elections.
Nancy Pelosi, the famous No One Is Above the Law lady. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow.